Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is, O my Lord, make this a secure land. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah for His protection and His care. He is the one who has bestowed upon us the blessings of stability. And through His blessings, we are able to enjoy a sense of security. And we bear witness that there is no God but Allah alone with no partners. And we are content with Allah as our Lord and Islam as our religion. And we bear witness that our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and messenger. So, O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad, wattaqullah, inna allaha khabirum bima ta'malun. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul consider what it has sent ahead for tomorrow. And have taqwa of Allah. Indeed, Allah is aware of what you do. Ayyuhal mu'minun. Indeed, the blessing of stability is the blessing that serves as a foundation for building nations. And this is something that is evident in the supplication of the intimate friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he made Mecca a homeland for some of his descendants, his family, he turned to Allah and called upon him saying, Rabbi ja'al hadha baladan amina. O my Lord, make this land a secure land. In other words, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam supplicated to Allah that he make this land where he placed his family a place of peace. For it is through peace that one attains unto security, and it is through security that some place can flourish. And it's worth reflecting on this, that amongst the first things that Sayyidina Ibrahim asked for when he placed his family there was this. And this indicates the importance of peace and security in our lives, not just for the immediate real sense of our physical sense of security, which is needed, but also for the spiritual sense and the sense of tranquility and peace that allows our hearts to develop and to engage in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why we can realize the essential importance of peace and security. And that's why we find that this was amongst the first things that the Prophet ﷺ also asked for when he arrived in the blessed land of Medina Munawwara. For he said, Allahumma inna Ibrahim harrama Makkah, wa inni uharrimu ma bayna labatayha. O Allah, Ibrahim ﷺ declared Mecca sacred, and I declare the land between these two lava plains, by which the Prophet ﷺ meant Medina, to be sacred. By referencing the two lava plains, La Batayha, the Prophet ﷺ was referencing the two ends or the two furthermost parts of Medina, and essentially was referencing the entirety of Medina. And by this he referenced it because he intended that Medina as a whole become a place of safety and security. Not just security for the human beings therein, but for the animals, the birds, the trees, the forms of life that make up the environment of Medina, that they all find the state of safety and security. And this is why we find Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu stating, فَلَوْ وَجَدْتُ الضِّبَاءَ مَا بَيْنَ لَا بَتَيْهَا مَا أَخَفْتُهَا وَجَعَلَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِثْنَ عَشَرَ مِيلًا حَوْلَ الْمَدِينَةِ حِمَا. That if I were to find a deer in the territory between the two mountains, I would not harm them. And he, i.e. the Prophet ﷺ, declared 12 miles of area around Medina as a prohibited pasture, this sense of Hima, this protective region. So the Prophet ﷺ, in doing this, effectively provided a boundary of security that served as a protective fortress for all within. And this sense of protection was not just for the people, but also for the broader environment, including the animal life and the vegetable life and the general sense of what makes that place into a sanctuary. And so when we see this, we realize that it is from the purpose and intent of our beautiful religion that we feel a sense of reassurance when it comes to ourselves, our property, and that this reassurance itself is something sacred. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. So let them worship the Lord of this house, who has fed them against hunger and has made them safe from fear. Brothers and sisters, this safety from fear is what allows them to worship the Lord of the house. And so, brothers and sisters, we are living in times where many of our brothers and sisters are not feeling this safety and reassurance. And if we think from our very moment of coming into this world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in the care of our parents, and that our parents, beginning with the role of the mother, mirrors back to us this sense of safety and reassurance, this sense of rahmah, which allows us to then grow and function in this world, then we should feel a lot of sorrow for our brothers and sisters, and especially the children, who may be facing difficulties in this world, which is making it difficult for them to feel safe and to feel reassured. And one of the roles of Muslim nation is to mirror this sense of safety and security. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He increase safety and security in our nation, and that He brings about stability and protection. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grant this safety and security and stability to the Muslim world and our brothers and sisters who may be suffering and being persecuted, who are not finding this safety, security and stability at this moment of time. From the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his making much dua for his ummah and his homeland, his watan, for stability and prosperity and safety and security. And so we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in this. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he would make supplication for Mecca, saying, وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Oh Allah, make this region a place of security and give its people thamarat, fruits. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, having made dua for the people of Medina, would then say, اللهم بارك لنا في ثمرنا وبارك لنا في مدينتنا وبارك لنا في صاعنا وبارك لنا في مدينا. Oh Allah, bless us in our fruits, bless us in our city, bless us in our these forms of measurement like sa' and mud. And so, brothers and sisters, these blessings come on the back of safety and security. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give safety and security to all of the people in the world, and especially our brothers and sisters who are currently suffering, wheresoever they may be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who care for one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who feel the pain and suffering of our brothers and sisters, and who make sincere dua that Allah alleviate this. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.